What's up? How we feeling? Great. It's episode 5. How we doing?
You ain't know to do. You ain't know to do. You ain't know to do.
Once again, welcome to Can I Buy With Y'all, where we bring straight vibes in this show.
It's your boy. You already know.
It's your boy, Kaz.
Go ahead. It's your boy, Chris.
Let me drop the Instagram one more time for you. Kaz, C-A-Z underscore zero. Chris, introduce yourself one more time for the people.
Five, and I still don't know my damn gram. Go ahead.
Still don't know your damn gram. Well, I still don't know how to make a damn intro. But let's introduce Mr. Alex Russo in the building.
Yo, what up, though? What up, though?
And we not talking about Wizards of Waverly Place, Alex Russo.
Oh, man. You got me. What's good? You already know it's your boy, Alex Russo, man.
Yes,
you
could, sir.
You can follow me on IG at richwithoutmoney_. Mm. But it's your boy. I appreciate you guys having me, man. It's
course,
a pleasure.
Fam,
you already know.
Hey, is there any like meaning behind that name?
I got the same question.
Rich without money. What is that?
100%. There's a meaning behind it. It's exactly what it sounds like. You know, there's a you could be rich with money, but you could also be rich without it. Mm-hmm. And that's the true value, I think, is being able to find richness in yourself. That's where it starts, because the money's external, but you got to build that shit from the inside out.
I like that.
Okay. Can we can we curse on this?
Or yes, no? Of course. Right,
say whatever you want. I'm a white watch.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was too bad.
No more.
That was too bad.
This is a safe place right here. Make yourself comfortable, man.
Say no more.
Hey, listen. We're going to get it started. You know, we got the drink for you. See the drink.
It's my shit.
My boy right here. He said he liked the ENJ.
Hell yeah.
ENJ. So before we get into the ENJ, I got to give a little background for the people. This man right here is actually my roommate, has been my roommate for the past 3 years.
Sure.
Known you for what, 6?
Since freshman year. Since freshman year, the first week, yeah.
You one of the first people I've met, so we've come a long way.
That's a fact.
A real long way. Some nice memories in this house.
You already know.
It's only right we get you on here.
Most definitely.
It's only right.
What's the memories?
You see Chris instigating on
me? Talk about that off camera, Jack. Come on, bro.
Can we ease our way into this?
He trying to shoot me in the foot already.
You know my Instagram. You know I like to get juicy.
You scared me, bro. I might have to take these headphones.
Yo, Chris be trying to instigate with everybody, man.
I'm sorry, everybody.
That comes on here.
Yeah.
Can't help it.
Hey, but let's shout this ENJ bottle out real quick. Give a couple facts for the people. So, ENJ, episode 5. This is actually our first brandy on the show. For the people that don't know, it's a type of liquor. Mm. All right, you can't just be drinking without knowing what you're drinking. It's a type of liqueur. All right. So, brandy is actually produced by distilling wine or fermented fruit juice. Okay, so it's a little different, not your typical drink. Because of this, there is a variety of ENJ flavors, including apple, vanilla, peach, and more, all with a smooth and unique taste.
I've never tried this before. This is going to be the first
time.
Well,
you might be trying
smooth,
it today.
Bro, smooth,
you might be
Why
trying
is
it today.
What's your favorite?
I'm not into the sweets and all that. Yeah. So this actually got like a little bit of a it's like a dry taste, you know what I mean, but to me it's very smooth, so I put
this one here specifically. This is the Grand Blue, so this is not the apple or the peach or all the sweet stuff or anything like that. Lastly, ENJ became official in 1975 after brothers Ernest and Julio Gallo spent 5 years experimenting in their California wine distillery. So to the ENJ, we toast to you,
ENJ.
And I gotta give a little quick info, Mr. Alex Russo. Before the show started, he said, "What shot o'clock?"
Yeah, I did. This is my first time with this experience, as you know. So put your man's on real quick.
So shot o'clock is where we take this beautiful bottle right here, and we take your beautiful cup right over there.
Oh yeah,
and we hear that.
Yeah.
And we pour that in there.
Shit, I'll take it to the dome.
Oh! Shit, that's yours.
Yeah. Oh, set it off.
Yeah.
Start it off. I'm on the wine tonight. I'm being good. Once again.
My dude.
Okay, you know what? I'll take.
You gotta do it for the podcast, man.
You right, on, bro. I'll take a little EMJ. Yeah, why not?
Hell yeah! Getting yeah, right tonight. It's smooth though.
It is smooth. EMJ, that's some good stuff, Mr. Ernest and Julio Gallo.
I gotta say, for the first time meeting you, you beautiful girl. That's all I'm gonna say.
Be careful with that, man. That shit will get you in trouble, bro.
You the latest of it.
Some of them take okay. a certain type hey, of female.
Since Chris wanna throw us out, I heard he got plans after this.
Who you talking about?
Chris said he got plans after this.
Oh, I thought you okay. Yeah, my boy Chris over his shit.
That's not what you said right before we started.
You know, I do got plans.
Where you going?
I'm going home to my bed to go to sleep.
Oh yeah.
By myself.
Kev, you hear him lying on here?
I feel like he's lying, but all right.
I look too bad on every episode. I feel like I got plans and they going, it's not going to rub off.
Chris, let's talk about it.
I got a group of white girls to go see after this. That's all I'm going to say. It's just a group of white girls.
Hey, you know what? We going to talk about this already.
He hanging with them Beckys. I feel
the we Beckys, don't discriminate. The Beckys and the Julias.
Hell yeah.
We haven't talked about this on the show yet, but you know, let's ask Alice first. Do you have a preference in your woman?
That's a great question.
My woman, that's a very good question. Nah, I don't discriminate, yo. I think beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, as they say. So if you look good, you know what I mean? I like a girl with a nice body, keep herself in shape, yo. She be in the gym, you know what I mean? You got a pretty face.
Okay, something light.
We could see, yeah, we could see where that shit lead to. But nah, long story short, I don't discriminate.
So the personality, that's where you got to catch the vibe at. And then she just look good.
Of course, yo, the personality definitely plays a part.
Okay.
That will set you apart from, like, the average Joe, the average female.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you could look good if your personality not right. It probably won't last too long with you or not.
That's a
you
fact.
You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
Let me ask both of y'all. How many times have you experienced, like, she look good, but her personality is just...
Oh, all the time.
All the time, bro.
Especially down here in South Florida, bro. Like, all these women look good, but... You know, 60-70% of them personality
game
shit.
It's a turn off.
Yeah. That's a part of the game, bro. It's a part of the game. But the good thing is, you become better at being able to tell, like, if the personality not on point.
Yes,
right. You start to pick up on that shit.
The way they carry themselves.
You could read it off the body language, bro.
That's
the more in tune you become.
Absolutely. I mean, don't get me wrong. We love our beautiful ladies, but... I feel like a lot of them, they rely on, you know, the beauty. And now, you know, everyone down here got bikinis walking around. So it's just like, I mean, a lot of them, that's all they got to offer.
Yeah. I mean, no disrespect to the ones who, you know what I mean?
Y'all
they
beautiful.
Just look good. And, you know, mentally, they probably doing their thing. They're on another planet. But I'm just saying, it's not for, you know, it won't go too far with me because I gotta make sure I'm being mentally stimulated.
Exactly. I know me personally, like, I need more than the looks. Like,
yeah.
But actually, I want to, so today I posted a story on my Instagram. I wanted to just have people ask questions. It's our first time doing a Q&A on here. So
this is gonna be normal.
Listen, I'm reading straight off the thing. These are questions that people send in to me today. So kind of relating to what we just said. Someone said Miss Sukihana, at name Sukihana. She that said, "What is girl. Your ideal woman? Do you want a more domestic woman or a woman with a career?"
I like a woman who's on her shit. So I would say a woman with a career, but a career doesn't necessarily have to be a 9-to-5. You could have a hustle that you do. So I would say more so a woman with a passion. Even if you enjoy just cooking, you know what I mean? If that's your passion and you're passionate about it and you really put your all into it, I respect that. But a woman with no direction, that's not my style. I'm not into that. But you want to know what's my ideal woman, like the perfect package?
Well, she just said domestic or a woman with a career.
Yeah, I would say.
So I mean, if you want to get into your build a bear workshop, you know.
Yeah. I would say to answer that question, yo, shit, you gotta have a passion, yo. You gotta have a career. Once again, not necessarily a 9-to-5, but you gotta have something that you could put energy into.
Yeah, it, something that's driving yourself. You.
Yeah, 100%, okay. 100%.
Okay, okay, I like that.
Can I do a side note? A side note from that. Do you care about if she got bread or not? Like, what if she broke and you paying for everything, but she on her come up though. You know, she's striving for it.
Yeah, I mean, my IG name once again is Rich Without Money. That doesn't mean I don't have money, but I'm rich without that shit. You
go
know
ahead,
what I mean?
Go ahead.
So to answer your question, yo, I mean, nah, she don't have to have bread, but you gotta have bread inside of you.
Okay.
So like,
I like that.
You gotta you gotta be worthy in yourself.
I feel like we about to have a deep episode.
Hell yeah.
It's gonna be the first time.
I'm not a surface level dude. Yeah.
I'm with it.
Fuck the money like on that. The outside. Like that shit come and go. You gotta have that shit. If your energy right inside, yeah, I'm good with that.
That's facts.
I'm good with that.
That's definitely facts. What was I about to say? I was about to stem off of that. Oh, I think it goes you know, for women, when, you know, they're choosing their ideal man as well, you know, say if, you know, we flip the tables and we're like, would you want a man, a domestic man or a man with a career? You know, I'm sure they feel the same way. They want a man with ambition, something that's driving him, something that, even if he's like selling shirts off a van in the street, bro, like, as long as he's passionate about it and making it do what it do, you know?
Yeah.
So we got another question related to that from Don underscore Jancy, my boy. He was actually in episode 3.
Shout out, Don. What up, though?
He said, which girl is better to date? The baggy clothes girls or the girl who wants to be dressed up?
I mean, there's a time and place for everything, yeah. So if it's time to step out, she know how to dress, she know how to get herself right, then I like that. You know, I like a woman who could compliment me. Not to say I'm better than anybody else, but shit, when we stepping out, you know, I'm gonna make sure I look half decent.
Okay.
And I want her to be able to do the same. But if we just chilling, going to the park, going to the grocery store, you know, just hanging around in the crib, she could wear the baggy clothes. It's all good because I know what she got underneath that. But, you know, she just got to know the difference when it's time to get right and when it's time to just.
I like that answer because, you know, like you said, there's a time and place for everything. Like, I don't want you to. Of course, I'm gonna love when you dress up, but like, I don't want you to be dressed up every time. Like,
Relax,
girl. We going to the park.
Shit,
chill out a little bit.
Yeah. I'm not into like the fake eyelashes and like the makeup and shit. Just for the record,
I'm not gonna lie. I like a natural look. Like, if you can rock the makeup, that's cool. I'm not, you know, against it, but I love the natural look.
Yeah. So like, you don't got to get too fancy for me, yo. I like the natural. Mm-hmm. You know, no makeup. Your hair look good. You just being you.
All right, I'm gonna get a little crazier with this right now.
Rogers, you ain't know.
I'm gonna get a little crazier with this right now. This is from your boy Sam.
Big Sam,
Cuban,
what up, though?
Cuban Sam.
Shout Sam. I was on the phone with my dude today. What up, though?
Sam says, "Is she a real freak in the streets if she eats your ass?"
Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna be real. I like nasty females. Yeah, I'm a nasty nigga. You know what I mean? So yeah, she a freak in the sheets if she with that shit. Shout to
I don't. I don't want to put you on the spot, bro. Because these questions for everybody. So you know, it's not just you.
You don't gotta answer all the questions.
You said what?
I said you don't have to answer all the questions for everybody.
Wait. Time out. So you saying you like your ass being eaten?
I ain't saying that. But what I am saying.
What the question say? No. We getting to it.
Is she a real freak in the streets if she eats your ass?
You said you a nasty nigga.
I'm a nasty nigga.
So you like your ass being eaten?
I ain't say that. Don't put no words in my mouth. We on camera. What I am saying, shit, to eat for the niggas that do, that's on you. But I like a chick who, shit, if I'm like, yo, let's try this, she with it. You know what I mean?
Are you an ass?
I don't like it when the chick is like, I've never done it. I don't think so. I can't. I'm scared. I'm like, yo, I don't think this shit gonna work, baby.
Hey, to that, let's get a shot of clock, man. Let's get a little real quick in between the questions.
Boop, 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 boop.
fact, matter of fact, I'm gonna enjoy this drink.
So you know what shot o'clock is now, right?
Yeah, hell yeah. All right. That ENJ smooth today, man. Good looking on that.
I got you, bro. Come
yeah, on. You were real one. Good looking, Chris.
Of course.
It's real.
Thank you, bro.
No problem. No problem. Oh, you taking it straight from it?
Hell yeah.
Salud.
Straight to the dome,
dude. Salud. And real quick, you know we love culture on this show. We got a Haitian man right here.
Sac passé. Where my Zoe's at?
Where the Zoe's at? You know, we love it all. Yep, and shout out Cab 2. The best. Yes. I'ma say it again. Photographer in South Florida, your fellow Zoe. Your fellow Haitian.
Oh, you a Zoe, bro?
Yes.
Damn, I ain't even know. You never told me.
That boy right there. Hey Kev, can we get a little background speech one more time?
Go ahead.
Yeah, that boy Kev.
Shit, I ain't even know my boy is old. Shit, last name, bro.
Bonnet.
Bonnet. Shit. What's up? I know that shit Haitian. That's a fact.
Can we get some? So we were just talking about ass eating. You say, how do you say, can I eat your ass in Creole?
Yes.
It's skim kam manje bundao.
I'm gonna give Google chance to say that to her.
That shit sounds smooth. Huh? I might start.
No homo. I ain't asking to eat one of you niggas' ass for the record. Because I know niggas on the computer, they be coming up with some crazy shit. For the record, yo.
Yo, I don't know who this gonna reach out to. I'm not gonna lie, but you know.
I got a quick question, right? I done seen a whole bunch of memes. Haitian dudes, are they loyal? I done heard they like extremely loyal. They crazy, like they equivalent to like crazy girls, like crazy Latina women.
Uh huh.
Are y'all equivalent to that?
Shit, I'm gonna come clean, yo. It depend on the dude. I mean, if I could only speak for myself.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm a solid dude.
You a solid
but
dude.
But some of these, you know, that's some vague. Of these O's, they be on some other shit.
What that mean? I think solid. That's what any race
though.
What that mean, solid?
Shit, I'm a solid.
You loyal? Yeah. Oh, okay,
I'm
okay.
I'm a solid dude.
You gotta let them know. If the girl, they gonna talk to you. Is he loyal?
Yeah, I'm a real one, yo. I'm a different breed out here.
Okay, that's what we like on here, bro. I like to get real people on here.
Yeah.
Let's get a couple more questions, though. This is actually from Kiana.
What's up?
Which we all know, she was on the last episode.
Shout out to her.
She said, are thruples the new wave?
I don't know.
Thruple?
Thruple.
What is that?
That is a relationship with three people.
Huh?
Yo, you know what? Like I said, I like to try new shit.
Let's
so
get your insights on that.
If we could get a third female in the mix and she cool, like she with the shit and she vibe with the two of us. Yeah, that's all good. I'm with it, yeah.
I think we got to put an asterisk on it because it has to be two females.
Yeah,
it can't be two males and a female if that were the case.
Yeah, I mean, for me, nah, I can't do two niggas.
I
can't. Don't work like that.
I can't.
But,
And again, it's Rich Without Money _. Go ahead, DM him if there's two girls that are like that.
You
go ahead.
Yeah.
Rich Without Money _.
Hell yeah.
Go ahead.
Yo.
We gonna drop your IG in here too. So.
Hell yeah, say no more.
Your DM's flooded tomorrow. You're welcome. That's all I know.
Shout out to Chris.
Chris, actually speaking of you.
Oh my God, I know what this is. Go ahead.
No, actually, I got a double whammy for you. I got two questions for you. All
right, go ahead.
People seem to love you, Chris.
They love me or hate me?
Number one.
They love me or they
from,
hate me?
From Chuchi.
Oh, shout out to that girl. Shout out
she
to that girl.
She said, so how is Chris's cleanse going?
Oh, so.
But wait. Can you specify on what type of cleanse you are on?
For real, I ain't even know you wanted to cleanse, bro. This nigga don't be saying shit. All
right, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to keep it 100 right now. Look, I'm going to keep it 100 right now. Side note, my parents saw the first one. They was upset. So, mom, if dad, y'all upset about this, I'm sorry. All right? So, I'm on a whore cleanse right now.
No.
I have not clapped.
No whores?
No whores for the past 9 days. I'm on my 9th day right now. Of not.
Congrats.
Not fucking. Just. Simply not fucking. Nine days. So my cleanse is, I'm not gonna lie, it's very stressful. As we got all dudes right here, you know that build up, that tension right there.
Yeah.
I feel it. That's all I'm gonna say.
That's what's up. Hey, that's all I'm gonna say. I congratulate you for that.
Bro, I bet you on for the real.
Appreciate that.
Stay true to the clan. Stay true to the clan. Focus on yourself right now.
My nigga on the semen retention.
Yo, that ain't no joke. That like that ass does no joke. Like you feel shit. That. You feel that.
Yeah, hell yeah, bro.
And but it ended in 3 days though. Go ahead.
That boy, he about to drop his IG too.
It's Mathis something.
Mathis023, bro. Remember your name.
Go ahead. Y'all heard that. Go ahead.
Alright, let's get two more. We got one more for Chris. Alright, this is from Cheyenne Colin.
Oh my god. Go ahead.
I didn't write this. Can Chris hear the yolk jiggling around inside that brown ass egg with them headphones? That's fucked up.
Damn.
That's fucked up, Cheyenne.
No. Because it's funny because I saw her last night at O'Brien's. It's okay.
What?
Slide in my DMs. It's okay. I know what that's all about. Go ahead.
Nigga,
boom.
I thought you said you wanted to come.
I ran into her at O'Brien's last night.
You ran into her.
I didn't schedule you.
Hold on, Chris.
Oh my god.
Man. I don't want to give I want to shot, nigga.
You know what, go ahead, I'm gonna do it anyway. This nigga talking at his ass. This is delicioso right here. So I'm gonna take
this. This man just had like a whole heart to heart about he's on the clan.
I'm on the clan.
Wait, talking about he on semen retention.
Wait, hold on. I can't go out and have a conversation with a woman.
She just happened to be there.
You know what? Salud. That's all I'm gonna say.
This nigga funny, bro.
Hey.
Look, I'm not giving her no more clout. I'm not saying her name, nothing. You know, slide in my DMs.
Bro.
That's all I'm going to say.
I thought you got 3 more days, bro. You talking bullshit.
I got three days.
You talking bullshit right now. Hold on. Before I get the last question, let me fill this wine up real quick.
She sound like she got a lot. Well, I'm going to say exactly what I text you. She sound like she got a lot of tension that's like built up. I don't know who going to loosen that up. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, apparently you are.
No.
That's the little chick you talking to?
You know? No. Yeah. Matter of fact, don't make me get right on here real quick.
Say what you gotta say.
Look.
Say what you gotta say.
She call him Kaz Daddy.
Oh yeah.
Do I call her Cheyenne Mommy?
I don't know.
No.
I don't hang out with her.
I
like
just be minding my business.
I don't hang out with her three times, and all she be like, and her eyes be closed because she be dumb. So she be like,
"You hung out with her three times more than me."
With Cash Daddy, that's literally how she look.
That boy Chris dropping bombs on this shit.
Look, I'm very blunt. I'm very direct. Shit, I'm sorry.
Listen, say what you gotta say.
Since you wanna drop that so called roast, I'm gonna put you out there.
It wasn't a roast. I'm just answering.
That brown looking at questions right shape.
That's what she said.
Look, okay. The women love
I'm
it.
I'm just reading it off.
The women love it.
All right, let's get one more though. Let's get one more.
Juicy one. Get a juicy one in there.
I don't want a civilized.
I don't like civilized. That's like
all right. We gotta answer one civilized one. So you want the civilized or the juicy first?
Let's do two. So we're gonna do civilized first.
Civilized first. All right. What does being black mean to you?
Ooh.
From my boy Chris Brown. That is actually his name. Chris Brown.
Oh, what up though,
wait,
Chris?
Wait.
You know Chris.
Yeah, what's good?
Wait, that's for me?
What?
You said
Chris Brown. His name is Chris Brown.
Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind. Because there's a couple of girls that call me Chris
now
Brown.
Now that I think of it, bro, you two kind of look alike on some real shit.
This one?
Yeah, Chris and him. Low key, bro.
Low key.
It's only in the face. He got hair.
He's just a little bit darker.
You seen him?
Yes, I seen him.
Yeah. I'm not talking about Chris.
He's talking about Chris Brown right here.
You met him?
Yeah. No. I seen his gram because he followed.
Oh, okay.
I saw his gram. Okay. I took his gram.
What up, though, Chris? My boy out in Italy.
Shout out to him, bro. Our only follower out in Italy right now. That's my dog right there.
Shit, solid nigga.
But, Alex, you go ahead and answer that first. What does being black mean to you?
What does being black mean to me? That I'm the last of a dying breed, dude. I gotta separate myself from the majority. And shout out to Nipsey, yo. You gotta take the stairs instead of taking the elevator sometimes. That's a part of being black. But to me, it's worth it, yo. Because Sometimes you may be underestimated, but you're also your energy intimidates a lot of people just because of the stereotype behind being black. But I use that in a positive sense, to build myself and really as motivation to develop myself from a deeper perspective. So
I love being black. I like that. That's the type of stuff we need on here, bro. Because we can joke around, but we can also be real, bro. Like, especially time like now. Like, you saying that, bro, like, we need that.
Real shit.
We need that. You know, I'll throw myself in there. I'll go ahead and say, like, I'm proud to be black, bro. And, like, even more than ever now, like, I'm extremely proud. Like, I'm proud to be who I am. You know, the struggle is harder for us. Even if whether you're a black man who experiences all that, or, like, you have a very relaxed life. You know, black is black. We all gotta deal with the same problems at the end of the day. You know, so definitely this year, 2020, dealing with all the social injustice, all that, like, I'm proud to be who I am. I pray that we keep fighting.
Real shit.
You know, so.
Well said, bro.
Chris, you got any thoughts?
No, actually, I do. So, I feel like what's going on right now is a resistance that we're getting closer to what we're trying to achieve.
I agree with that.
That's what I feel like. This is like the last resistance to what we about to achieve, which is like equality.
Yeah.
I could feel it like too. That. I could, like,
this is the biggest resistance they've ever given to us. And I'm half white too. Like, like, I understand both sides, but at the same time, it's like, I still understand that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But I feel like, you know, it shouldn't even be like a sides thing. You know, everybody is who it is. You black and white. You know, I'm mixed. But it's a racist versus non-racist thing, you know? So it's good to see that we getting through it finally. Like, you know, I know there's a lot of change to be made, but this is the most, like, the closest I felt to, like, reaching that goal of equality. So.
Yeah, I read something.
And we living in it, too, so.
I read something, bro. That shit stuck with me. Like, it said, you can only match force. With force, yeah. And sometimes, like, if they coming at you a certain way, like, you gotta show niggas, like, you're not scared, yeah. And with this whole situation going on right now, like, black men getting killed, I think there's good and bad to both sides. Like, it's not just on these white officers, because I feel like black people gotta be hip to know, like, yo, they trying to lock you up. So be compliant and fight with these niggas mentally. Like, when they stop you and they like, yo, get out the car, and you're like, nah, fuck that. Like, now you giving them reason to do what they doing. But if you act mental, you're like, all right, I'm going to get out the car, let them do what the fuck they do, arrest you and shit. Now you're going to fight them. You beat them at their own game. You fight them mentally. So when you step in the courtroom, they don't got shit against you because you was compliant. You did what you had to do. They can't say nothing. So it's like, not just fighting force with force physically, if it comes down to it. I'm not saying that specifically, but fighting force with force mentally. They trying to beat you at your own game.
Right.
Don't let them do that shit. So.
And that's why, like, you know, a lot of black men are taught growing up. It's sad to say, but, like, how to deal with the police. But a lot of them don't really know. You know, so if they, a lot of them, they automatically have the mindset, like, fuck the police. So if they get pulled over, they're going to be outraged, and then they're going to, you know, they fight a fire with fire.
Dude.
You know, it's unfortunate they're even in that situation in the first place, but you know how it is, like you said, and then if you start arguing back and all that, then it's just like, it's not looking good.
Real shit.
Is it just me, or do you feel like we getting closer?
I do feel like we getting closer.
All
right. That's like, all I can say is it's about fucking time, because we shouldn't even have to be dealing with this.
That's true.
But I'm, you know, like I said, it's 2020. I'm glad we're the generation who's kind of sparking this change a little bit. You know, I don't know. It's crazy stuff, man.
Have you guys experienced it? Like police, like anything, like profiling you?
I mean,
this could be like a side story time. Like,
yeah. With the police, yeah, I definitely have. Yeah, I've experienced with people in general, but what I always tell myself, yo, the game played above the shoulders. So, like, they're gonna try to do shit to get you to act like a quote unquote nigga.
Yeah.
But if you understand what's going on and you see, like, what could change to put you in the better position,
yeah,
Now, once again, you beat them at their own game. So
okay.
I think it's our job as black men to make sure that we hit and then spread that knowledge to the next dude.
Okay.
To the young dude or whatever the fuck it may be. So like, you two my homeboys, if I know some shit that could help you out, like as a part of us being like from the same culture, like it's a part of me to want to share that knowledge with you and you do likewise with me.
Okay.
That's what I think, but
I agree.
Yeah.
I definitely agree. I've never had a situation to the extreme with the police, but I know, like I grew up in kind of a white area, so there's always going to be the racist, you know, and me being one of, honestly, my whole high school, every grade level, I was probably one of like 30 black people, which is not a lot at all. So, you know, I was playing sports and stuff like that. And just naturally, you know, there's always, I'm in a city full of white people. Mm-hmm. So there's always going to be the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them who just, you know, throw those racist remarks out there. And like at the time, you know, I'm 15, 16, 17 years old. So like, I don't know how to deal with it, you know, and I'm outnumbered. So it's like, I can go home, tell my parents about it, but it's like, this is where we live. What am I supposed to do? So I know.
So because you feel outnumbered, you don't react.
I react, but it's like, what extreme can I go to? What can I do to stop this? Like I literally have to go to school every day with 1,000 other white people.
Yeah.
And I have like, and it's like I'm open to everyone. I'm gonna have my white friends, I'm gonna have my Hispanic friends, but you know, as far as connecting with other black people, I got like, At least in my grade level, I got like 10 other options.
Yeah,
I hear you.
And then especially playing football, it's like my whole locker room, that's supposed to be my brothers, but it's like it's full of white people.
They don't
Let me not say full of white people. Full of like or some of them who might want to be racist or say certain things.
Yeah.
You know, and they get to the point where they can feel comfortable with me, so they start saying certain remarks. And it's like weird because at the time I kind of got used to it, and it's not something I should be getting used to. Like it shouldn't be happening at all. Okay. And it took me coming to college and coming to FAU, a more diverse school, to realize like damn, I shouldn't have been having to deal with that.
Yeah.
You know. So I never dealt with anything extreme, but I feel like as any black man, we all deal with something to some extent.
Yeah.
You know. Even if it's just like profiling.
Yeah, but for the record, not sorry to cut you off.
No, you're good.
For the record, I got nothing against white people.
Of course, like, not.
I love all people. You respect me, I'm going to respect you right back. But I'm just saying, in general, the people my same skin tone, like, we got to build. I saw a picture today. Shout to, I think it was Chakra Bars on IG. It was a picture. And it was a white dude on one. It was a tree in the middle, just like this table. There was a tree in the middle, and then there were two white people on one side and two black people on the other side of the tree. So two black people on the left, two white people on the right, and then it was showing this is the difference. The caption said this is the difference between whites and blacks. And the two white people on one side of the tree, one of them was trying to climb the tree, and the other one was boosting him up.
Yeah.
And then the two black people on the other side of the tree, one of them was trying to climb it and the other one was pulling his shirt down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was like, bro, that shit is deep. Because I was like, man, you know what? Like, that's the jealousy, bro, that you be seeing in our community. And white people have it too, but I'm going to be real, bro. Like, I've definitely seen it in, like, people my color.
Right.
Like, one person's doing some shit. And maybe because they're not doing it,
yeah.
Or maybe because that's not what they're destined to do.
Yeah.
Now these niggas feel like, yo, like, this nigga think he better than me. Like, fuck that. I gotta bring him down, you know? And it's like, man, I don't move like that. Like, once again, if I could help you out, if I could give you some knowledge, exactly. Like, shit, I'm gonna do that, man.
And we definitely got our own issues in our own community.
Yeah.
You know, it's like no race is perfect at all. But I believe in equality. Like you said, I'll never hate a white person. I'll never hate any other race. I am all for, you know, us all getting along. But it's just like, I hate seeing how, especially this year, how everything's like so divided. You know, like it's been like that for years, but it's like, why is everything black versus white, or white versus Mexican, or white versus blah blah blah, or black versus Asian, or whatever the case may be. Like, especially in America, bro, the most diversified country in the world. Mm-hmm. Why are we dealing with this?
That's a fact. I think, but there's also, man, it's also, in my opinion, bro, there's, once again, you know, we come from, my family's Haitian, so we come from the islands, but Haiti was the first country to be granted its independence. Mm-hmm. But no matter what, I think the way this government is set up is to keep a certain race in power. And it's our job, yeah, and it's our job, bro, as black men, to get hip to that and once again beat the system. Mm-hmm. So, being that that's the case, stupidity is no excuse, bro. Stupidity is no excuse. So, I see this shit going on. So, once again, like, we gotta find ways to work the system in our favor.
Right.
So, when we get pulled over by these police officers and they want us to act like a nigger, so that they could have a reason to arrest you. Right. Once again, don't do that shit. Because if you don't do it, and you comply, you let them arrest you, then you get your attorney and you handle that shit in the courtroom, now they got nothing against you.
Facts.
And you just beat them. And now they got to find a different way to try to bring you down. And you just outsmarted them. You get what I'm saying?
Because, I mean, a lot of them, especially, you know, in areas where, you know, we're blessed to be here. But, you know, areas, they might be less privileged, like, you know, they might be used to, you know, pulling over black people, and they get that angry reaction or something like that.
Yeah.
And then, like, oh, you know, like, it's full game. Like, I'm about to, I got this nigga. But, you know, when you, like you said, when you outsmart them, you know, it's just, you know, it throws them off guard.
Hell yeah.
They're not ready for it.
They expect you to act a certain way, bro.
Exactly.
So I know this is a deep conversation. I'm going to be honest. Personally, I've never experienced it. That doesn't mean I won't ever, but I got a question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like we need police?
I feel like we do.
You feel like we do?
I feel like we do, but they're supposed to do their job. Their job is not coming in someone's house and shooting them, putting your knee on someone's neck, putting 7 shots in someone's back,
yeah,
who did nothing to you.
Yeah.
You know, for example, I'm not like a Blue Lives Matter person or anything like that. I don't think that's a thing. But I know me personally, I was a criminal justice major. So my plan was actually to become a cop. Thing is, I know there's always been police brutality and stuff like that. But like, I never even, it really hit me this year. I was like, damn, like I know if I were to become a cop, mm-hmm, I would be a fantastic cop. I would do my job.
Because of this year, does this turn you off from becoming a cop?
I was already kind of steering away from it because that's not really what I wanted to do career-wise.
Okay.
And then this year was just the last straw for me. Because, like, and the thing is, like, I will always believe there are 10 times more good cops than bad cops. It's the bad ones that make it look bad for all of them. Just like there's 10 times more good black people than the bad one. There's always going to be a bad black person.
Now, to the credit. Now, I know I'm not saying it's not like, you know, it's not real, but I know media amplifies like clickbait. You know what I mean? Like all this stuff that's entertaining or like that's like
clickbait as far as what?
Like that's going to draw attention to people.
As far as like the police?
Yeah, or? like oh my God, this is outrageous. I don't think all cops are bad. Like something that went viral, they'll just label it and they'll be like, all cops are bad. They're right. Just like that. I don't think that's true.
Right. I'm never going to believe all cops are bad because I have family friends who are cops. My parents, you know, it's not the same thing, but my parents are military.
Yeah.
You know, so I come from that background. I'm never going to believe they're all bad, but it's the bad ones who make it like that. And the thing is, as far as like the killings and all that, that should never happen. It's never justifiable. It's not part of your job description. You know, I read something the other day that was like comparing cops to pilots, And it was like, you know, not all pilots are bad, but maybe a few bad ones make it acceptable or something like that. And like, if you thought about it, like, a pilot is never supposed to crash the plane. It's okay. It's not acceptable.
Yeah.
You know, a cop is never supposed to let happen what we're seeing happen on a weekly basis at this point.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm never going to believe they're all bad, but, you know, we do need change. It's not acceptable.
So you don't label them all bad?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay.
That's like if they labeled all black people bad.
Okay.
And tried to attack us.
That's just stupid.
Or if I labeled every white person racist. Not every white person's racist.
Yeah, you can't just label a whole group as something.
Exactly. My bad. You want to say something?
Nah, it's all good. What's the question? What's the question?
Do you think all police are bad? How about that? Let's put it
that way. No, of course not. Yo, that's a blanket statement.
Because like what I'm talking about, like with media, like the only thing that goes viral is the bad cops.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because like there's good cops out there, but it's not recorded. It's not clickbait. It's not.
That's how the system is set up, bro.
That's what I'm saying, shit,
man. They trying to put fear in you, bro. They trying to put fear in you. Because look at the news. We all heard this. Everybody says it. Look at the news. Yeah. Are they telling you shit that's good?
No.
When you turn that shit on, are they telling you we saved 20,000 cancer patients today and they're all alive and you have a high chance of living if you
live?
They're not telling you shit like that. They telling you just investigated I don't know, Kellogg cereal and found E. coli bacteria and fucking fungus inside of the cereal.
They're trying to put fear in you. Can I be honest with you? I don't watch the news because it's nothing but negativity. Like, they do the whole corona. Like, oh, the virus, you know, the leading virus vaccine company is putting it on hold. That's clickbait. Yeah. We have a vaccine.
Yeah.
I feel like they're just putting it on hold. That's just me personally.
Yeah.
It's clickbait. That's all it is, to just get you to watch it.
Real shit.
I don't watch the news because it's just nothing but bad news because that's clickbait.
There you go. I mean, just what I was going to say, bro.
There's good cops out there. There's definitely good cops out there.
Of course there is.
Yeah. I don't think all cops are bad. Of course not.
No.
I think it's just more so. And a lot. I was just talking to somebody. I'm doing physical therapy for my shoulder, yo, for the people on here. I just had shoulder surgery like a few months back. But one of the dudes at my physical therapy office, he's a police officer. And he's doing therapy for his knee. He hurt his knee on the job. Shout to D if you're watching this shit.
Shout to D.
But, yeah, he's doing therapy for his knee. And he was telling me, he's like, man, we get so many of these young cops. And because they're in fear, they're so quick to pull that fucking pistol. Any situation, he's like, I had to pull one to the side the other day. And I was like, listen to me, man. That's not the way to do it. He was like, this job right here, it takes a lot of respect. You not only have to respect that gun, first and foremost, you got to respect people.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, you start with this. You start with your mouth. You don't start with this. This shit don't make you a man. Being able to pull that pistol, that shit don't make you a fucking man. He was like, you got to start with your mouth. He was like, this job right here, if you don't have people skills, it's not going to work for you. And that's the thing. I think some of these police officers being hired, yo, they're not necessary. They may be qualified on paper for the job. But when you sit them down and you actually conversate with these dudes, they've been through some shit in life to where maybe they feel insecure or they feel inadequate. Yes. And now all of a sudden you give these niggas a gun and they think they fucking Superman, bro. They want to pull that shit on anybody. Shut the fuck up.
Me and Cass was talking about that. We was like, you don't know what they went through before they went to work. For like, sure. Their wife could have just chewed them out.
Yeah.
And they feel in some type of way.
Shit.
That they just want to let off some steam, you know, just off the fact, you know, like something you just said, it just rubbed them the wrong way.
To be real true, like I said, in my undergrad, I was a criminal justice major, so I saw a lot of the people, you know, really wanting to pursue being a cop. And like we all said, like, there's way more good cops than bad cops. But it's always the ones who just, like, bro, they just kind of have that grudge, bro. Like, you don't know what's going on with them. And, you know, I'm related to the military again. You know, like, growing up on the base and all that, there was always those grunts, bro, who are just like, they're just, bro, they were for real ready to go to war and shoot somebody.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm like 14, 15 growing up with them, and they kept talking about how they see all their dad's guns and all that, and they can't wait till they're 18 and can enlist and go to, you know, Iraq and serve this country and kill a bunch of people and stuff like that. And I'm just like, you know, why are you thinking like that? You know, we're the people who go into military are not there to just, you know, let me go kill a bunch of people. And the cops who go into service are not here to be like, you know, let me point out some people and see who I can kill or see who I can arrest. Yeah. You know, they're here to protect the people.
You know what they say, bro? I think we all heard this, hurt people, hurt people. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes you get somebody, yo, maybe middle school, they got made fun of, then they go to high school, they were fat, you know what I mean? Or maybe they were, no disrespect to fat people, yeah. Or maybe they were, like, it's not real. The best. Maybe they weren't the best looking, and some dude in the classroom had some female that they wanted, and the other guy sitting across from Billy ended up getting the girl, and now he's sour. And then he goes to college, and he does well in school, and his pops work for the police department, so he get him in that shit. And then you give this nigga a gun, and now he think he fucking Superman. He think he on the top of the world, yeah. Bro. And it's like, that's the dude who somebody disrespects him, and because he been through something in life to where he's been disrespected forever and hasn't been able to do shit, now you give this dude a pistol, and he ready to pull that shit on whoever.
That's facts.
And it's like, and then you get situations like this where, once again, you know, us as black people, I'll use us for an example, we still have to learn to how to conduct ourselves accordingly, in terms of what's going on nowadays, how cops are treating us. We have to learn how to respond to that shit and adapt to the energy that's being given to us. But you can be faced with a police officer like that who was brought up with that type of childhood, and he's ready to pull his gun. You got to know what to do,
right,
so that he doesn't have the right to shoot you.
And if you react outlandish, then he's going to
shoot. I shot him because he was resisting arrest.
Right.
There you go.
And you know, doubt, the world we live in, everybody going to believe it.
That's a fact. So
you saw recently with Jacob Blake, bro, that everyone's trying to justify it by saying he had a knife in his car, which, you know, obviously I can't see in his car. Even if he did, he's just walking away from the cop. Yeah. His back is turned to the cop. And you go put 7 shots in him.
You know what I mean? You gotta, but then again, bro, we gotta be proactive. We can't be reactive to that shit. So we gotta make sure that we do our thinking beforehand so that when we face with that situation, we already know what time it is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Do you ever think there'll be an end to this? Like, we'll be truly looked at as equals. When we're walked away, we're not gonna be shot in the back.
Yeah, it's going to get better, bro, because the way I'm looking at it, like, our generation right now,
yeah,
I'm saying with, like, people, we 24. I'm 24. Like,
24.
24, you know, 24
there
yeah.
You go. Like, I'm saying with people our age, like, I don't, at least now, I really don't experience much racism. Like, especially, like, you know what I mean? Women, like, white, black, whatever, like,
yeah.
Be cool with it, yo. It's just, so I think as those people who are older that are still involved in the government and the police department and shit, like, when their time comes and they start to fade out,
yeah.
And then it's time for our generation to replace them, you're gonna start to see, like, the racism creep down slowly, slowly, slowly. Of course, there's always gonna be some, but it's not gonna be anywhere near as to what it is right now.
I'm not gonna lie, this sounds fucked up, but I always say I can't wait until the old people die off.
Yeah.
Because it's just dumb. I don't see a young generation like be racist. I don't see young white people be racist. Yeah. I don't see young Indian, any color. I don't see them be racist to any other color. That's just me.
It's because it's something that's learned, bro.
It's only
like
the old.
You're not born racist. So
that's tall. You
might see some who are like 16, 17, they being kind of racist, but you don't really see,
they got it from their people,
5-6-year-olds being racist. It like, it doesn't really happen.
I'll never forget. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm going to explain this shit. Nah,
story time.
but I'm just saying, like, it's taught, you know, like, and these parents, they have these racist tendencies, or grandparents, and their younger generations, they learn from that. So then they start getting around, because think about it, like, we're in a very diverse area, but there's a lot of people who, you know, there's like, you know, small white towns, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't see people like us. You know, so they, you know, maybe if they get around us, they've been around their parents saying this stuff. They think they can say whatever they want and stuff like that. But we know better because we're around it. We're around culture.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. My bad. Go ahead, Ellie.
Nah, I was just going to say sorry to cut you off, bro. Like, I'll never forget, bro. I was in third grade, man, on some crazy shit. Mm-hmm. And you know how, like, I don't know if you had this at your school, but, like, there's that carpet with a bunch of squares on it. And
the colors?
Yeah, and everybody gets their own square.
I had that.
All right. So I'm in third grade. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I had a little group of friends in the classroom and shit. And there was this girl, she sat next to me. I'm not going to say her name, but she sat next to me, eh? In the little square. And then, like, she was kind of in my friend group in the classroom. It was me, her, and, like, three other people. And she was white, you know? And I'm sitting in my square one day, yo, and I'm just chilling. Like, the teacher, like, she about to read us a book or some shit.
Yeah.
And then the little chick, she look at me. And then she's like, hey. They used to call me Al because there was like three there was like three Alexes in the classroom, yeah. And she look at me, she like, hey Al, would you care if I called you a nigger? She's like, would you get mad if I called you a nigger?
And I was like, the ER?
Yo, and I'm young, like in the elementary school I was going to, like, it was mostly white people.
Yeah.
A couple black people, but mostly white. And she look at me, she's like, hey Al, like, would you get mad if I called you a nigger? And I was like, yo, I was shook. That was the first time, like, I heard some shit like that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, no.
Yo, I was like, don't know what to say, though.
Yeah, bro, I was like, no. And then she's like, oh, okay. And then, like, I don't know what she did. Like, she's like, ran to the bathroom or some shit.
But, bro,
I came home. And I told my mom, I was like, yo, like, this girl told me. She was like, yo, would you get mad if, like, if I called you a nigga? And my mom was like, my mom told me, she's like, she learned that from her parents. And like,
had to.
Yeah, she learned that's that from her parents. Had to. And it's like, that's not, like, you're not born racist. Especially. Once again, like you said, like, yeah, it's something that's taught to you. Just like
you taught that.
Just like you taught to be, like, compliant to your parents. Like, depending on the level of respect and the morals they raise you with, like, you taught that shit.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So
100%.
Like,
and you said that was third grade, right?
Third grade.
So Third grade, we're 8, 9 years old. If you think about it, we didn't have cell phones. Maybe some third graders now might have a little something.
Barely any.
But she ain't learned that from no cell phone. She ain't learned that from TV. They not saying that on TV.
Yeah.
That only came from one place.
That's a fact. Excuse me.
So, like,
we're getting closer to that goal.
I really believe
equals.
We are. I really believe we are.
Yeah, man.
Like, imagine, let's just imagine white parents now. I can't see a lot saying, like, you know, a person that has a different color is not equal to you.
I think
I can't visualize that and see that, especially the way the world is now.
Yeah, I think go ahead.
Nah, I was gonna keep it brief. There's too much hate in the world. I think we can reach our goals of attacking this and becoming more equal, but there's always gonna be hate in the world.
Oh, yeah,
there's
of course.
Always going to be hate in the world. Whether it's racism or, you know, being derogatory towards people or whatever the case
may
be.
But I feel like there has to be success order for hate. So that means we are succeeding.
We are. From the heat. We are. The racists hate to see this right now.
Exactly. If a motherfucker ain't succeeding, you're not going to hate them. You're going to be like, oh, he already fell in on his own. Like,
because like care. Alex said, bro, it's a system. And we breaking the system right now.
100%.
And they hate to see it.
100%.
But I will say, like, we progressing, yeah. We're most definitely progressing. Like, I got to give credit where it's due.
Mm-hmm.
We progressing. I think 10 years from now, 20 years from now, like, we're going to see the dynamic has shifted. You know, racism is always going to be there. But to the extent it is now, nah, I don't think so. Yo. I don't think so. It's going to go down. But, you know, hopefully it gets to a point one day, yo, where when we have little kids, yo, we got like little juniors running around, like, racism is not as prominent as it is today.
Yeah, I want to end on this real quick. Bro, I think about this all the time. I'm only 24, but low key, like, I start thinking, like, damn, I'm getting to the age, I'm gonna have some little juniors soon. You know, and I'll be thinking about how I'm going to bring my kids into this world. And, like, I'm just praying we continue to progress, bro, because I can't. I think about the kids who are like 3-4 years old right now, living or trying to grow up in this world and having to deal with all this, having to deal with seeing people shot on TV, having to deal with COVID. You know, we can't really control that, but like, I'm just like, damn, like, imagine. I think about if that was my kid. How am I going to guide them? How am I going to teach them that this is normal? Because this was not normal for me.
Yeah.
You know, so I be thinking about stuff like that. But I just wanted to get that out there, bro. It's been on my mind a lot lately.
Yeah.
So, but for real, like this, at least this was the deepest episode we've had.
Oh, my God.
This was the deepest episode we had. I'm not even thinking about Shot O'Clock right now. Like,
what?
This was some real shit. Alex, one more time, thank you so much, bro. Dap me up on the line, bro. This is the longest we've gone.
Yes.
This was some real shit.
Appreciate you having me.
This was some real shit, dog.
Yeah.
One more time for the people. Drop you on Instagram.
Pleasure's mine. Hey, you can follow me on IG at Rich, R-I-C-H, without money. That's R-I-C-H-W-I-T-H-O-U-T, money, M-O-N-E-Y, underscore.
Yes, sir. All right,
once again, my name is Alex. Yes, sir. My name is Alex Russo. You can hit me up, yo. You know what I mean?
Business. I think the ladies might be in your DMs after this one.
I mean, whatever it may be, but you know what I mean?
Put the wife beater on purpose.
Y'all hit me. Y'all hit me on the IG, all right?
Chris, one more time. You got your IG. Tell me you remember. I told it for you in the beginning.
It's Mathis. I don't know.
023. Mathis 023. Go follow
him. 023. Three.
Lastly, I'm your boy Kaz, C-A-Z underscore zero. Let's get it one more time for the people.
Yeah.